USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States has no greater partner than Israel.
We're hours from the opening of the new American embassy in Jerusalem as it moves from Tel Aviv. A U.S. delegation headed by Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin already there and taking part in a Sunday ceremony.
The United States and Israel work together on a number of issues, but nothing more important than the fight against terrorism.
That again was Secretary Mnuchin speaking yesterday. Meanwhile, Palestinians, perhaps as many as 100,000 of them, are expected to protest along the Gaza Strip today. More evacuations taking place on the Big Island of Hawaii after another fissure opens up, spewing lava from the Kilauea volcano. A total of nearly 2,000 people have now been evacuated. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
After a deadly weekend attack in the Opera District of Paris, French police have named the attacker, saying he's a French citizen, Kassan Asimov. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Police in Paris are now expanding their investigation of the Chechen-born 20-year-old who stabbed one person to death and wounded four others. The attack occurred on Saturday in a heavily touristed part of the city near the historic Opera House. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility.
Senators from both parties are calling for an apology after a White House aide makes a morbid comment about Senator John McCain and the Republicans' battle with brain cancer. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders both saying Sunday they were disgusted by Kelly Sadler's comment. On CBS's Face the Nation, Graham said if it was a joke, it was a terrible one. And days later, still no apology from Sadler. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Parks and wildlife officials are setting traps in an effort to catch a bear that attacked a 5-year-old Colorado girl yesterday. The state's Parks and Wildlife Department says it happened outside the 5-year-old's home near Grand Junction early yesterday morning. The girl's mother said her daughter had gone outside after hearing noises that she thought her dog was making, and that's when she was attacked by the bear. The mother ran outside and began yelling at the bear, which then dropped the girl before running off. The girl was taken to a hospital. She's now listed in fair condition. A new study shows that newer vehicles are safer than older models, the NHTSA recently releasing statistics highlighting the added safety of new vehicles compared with older cars and trucks and finding that in traffic crashes from 2012 to 2016, a higher percentage of passengers in older vehicles suffered fatal injuries. The proportion of passengers fatally injured increased with the age of the vehicle from 55% for model years before 1984 to 26% for vehicles built between 2013 and 2017. Additionally, the severity of the injuries increased with increasing vehicle age, while the injury severity of passengers in newer vehicles was lower. And Avengers Infinity War is still strong at the box office, earning another $69 million in its third week of release in the U.S. and Canada. The Melissa McCarthy comedy The Life of the Party came in next at $19 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.